Before Washington, it was Whitfield. We must not put politics first. We must put God first. We must learn the principles of equal justice, of individual rights. We must demand that our churches teach these things. Don't tell me how to vote. Don't tell me what's right and wrong. You tell me not in politics. You tell me right and wrong according to the Ten Commandments and to the Scriptures. Don't get into interpreting social justice bullcrap. Jesus changed hearts. Governments change because people's hearts change. Jesus did not. The reason why the Jewish community back in the day rejected Jesus is because he was not a warrior. He was not a political leader. They were expecting the Messiah to come and mow all their enemies down. The enemy of Jesus is not a government. It is the capping of individuals. It is the stopping of people understanding what the power inside of you is. The ability to choose the between right and wrong. Jesus never took anybody and waterboarded them and said, accept me, accept me, accept me. He never did that. Religions, when they became about politics, did that. Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus said, do you not yet understand all this and more you can do? It's individual rights. It is a war that has been going on since before time. I'll save them. I'll save them all. Just give me the credit. I'll save them all. I'll make the choices for him so no one can fail. No, no, no. Let man fail, and I will send a savior, and he will redeem them for the price that they cannot pay. But let them fail. These people have put God in a closet or a box and denied him, and they have made God into our government. Because when you're afraid, when something goes wrong, when you are broke, when you're homeless, when you've got all these things going wrong, when the world is on fire, what do people do? They turn to God. If God is dead, if there is no God, if God is a joke, then where do you turn? To something that has power, that can save you. And unless we turn to God now, unless we re-cement ourselves into the principles that are universal and timeless, we will turn to government, and they will be more than happy to be our God.